Parents are a great gift from God. As a priest, I don't see my parents as much as I would like to, and I just know for sure that I don't see them as much as they would like. So when I do have time with my parents, I really try to make the most of it. It's really important to spend time with our parents. They're great gifts. And for those of you who have experienced, unfortunately, the death of a parent, you know how difficult that is, because they were someone who was with you from the beginning of you being born into this world. Your parents were with you. And sadly, perhaps some of us here maybe even never knew one or both of our parents. We don't want to take them for granted. They're great gifts from God. God shows his love to us through our parents. Likewise, children. Children are a wonderful, wonderful gift. And as a priest, I get to experience them mostly through baptism, times of First Communion, confirmation, religious education classes. If I'm blessed enough to be invited over to someone's house. And I see it. I see it in the eyes of the parents. They really love their children. Even when the children aren't acting like they're supposed to, or when they're teenagers and then sometimes get a little attitude, parents still love their children. They want what's best for them. They want to do everything they can for them to help them succeed. So knowing this from experience, our parents and our children, how great they are, how much we love them, what is Jesus saying here today? What is he getting at? It's a little confusing almost. Is Jesus demanding us to choose now between him and our parents or him and our children? I think at first glance that is what it sounds like. But perhaps we need to listen more carefully to his words. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And we might say, well, how does that even look? Like, what does it look like to love our son or daughter or our mom or dad more than Jesus? It must be possible. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't say it. We hope that it never comes to the case where we have to choose, but Jesus wouldn't teach such a thing if he didn't think it could be a challenge, at least for some of us in our lives. And then the most important qualifier that Jesus says at the end is, if you love them more than me, you're not worthy of me. This is about eternal salvation. Who are we putting in the front of our life? Who does our heart ultimately belong to? We want the answer to always be Jesus. So, as a priest, I've seen tons of ways that unfortunately this happens. But I'd like to just maybe give two examples that perhaps might be fairly common for us. It's holiday weekend. It's awesome seeing you all here at church, especially those who are from out of town visiting us. But I think holidays and vacations are a really good time to think about this gospel. Because when we travel, oftentimes we're going to see loved ones. Perhaps we're going to see family. And for a lot of us, weekends are the times when we're free. And so maybe weekends are the times when we travel. And so we go to see some family members out of town. And we get there, and Saturday we have a really nice meal on Saturday evening. It's great. So we don't go to Mass on Saturday. That's fine, because we know Sunday morning's coming. We'll make it to Mass, right? But perhaps the people we're visiting, our family members, maybe aren't as strong in their faith as we are. Maybe they don't think it's that big of a deal to miss Sunday Mass. Maybe they say, well, you know, Mom and Dad, or you know, my son or my daughter or my siblings, whoever's coming to visit, there's Mass, but you guys are here. This is special. Why don't we go for this really great breakfast place that's like 30 miles away? We can do that in the morning instead. Or, well, let's just sleep in. We stayed up so late talking into the night. And then we have a decision to make. Then Jesus speaks to us in the silence of our hearts and says, do you love them more than me? Do you love them more than me? Are you going to choose them over me, who created you, who formed you in your mother's womb, who died for your sins? Do you love them more than me? perhaps even more difficult thing that we may encounter in our lives. Maybe we have a family member who, for whatever reason, the choices they've made in their life, they feel that they don't want to come to Mass anymore. Not just like a casual, like, eh, we'll go to Mass here and there, but I don't want to go to the Catholic Church ever again. And they say to us, well, how can you go to Mass? How can you go to the Catholic Church when I feel like I can't? And we have a decision to make. Do you love them more than me? Jesus speaks to us in our hearts. Will you choose them over me, your Lord, your God, your Master? Will you choose them over me? I think these questions happen for us more than maybe we want to admit. Maybe we run into these difficulties more often than we want to acknowledge. And this is why Jesus preaches this to us in the gospel today, to remind us who he is and where we are intending to go in life. Do we want to spend eternity with him in heaven, or do we not? But what Satan wants us to think about when we hear things like this are, well, then we have to choose God and say goodbye to our family members. And that's not what Jesus is saying. Do you love them more than me? Remember that he is the source of all love. We cannot understand love without knowing love himself, Jesus Christ. And so I'd just like to look back at these examples and suggest maybe what we ought to do if we encounter these things. So the vacation example. You know, we stayed up really late, let's just sleep in, or let's go to this restaurant in the morning, let's not worry about Mass. Sometimes we think that's the best thing to do because we don't want to cause a problem in our family. We don't want to cause a rift. But have we ever thought of it the other way? That maybe we're the person that God has sent to our family member to encourage them to come back to Mass. And maybe the way we do that is simply by saying, that sounds awesome. Trust me, I love sleeping in. That restaurant sounds great, especially if it has bacon, because bacon's the best. But I think we really need to go to Mass. And you can do what you want to do, but we need to go to worship our Lord. We need to go to receive him in the Eucharist. We need to go because he commands it, and we need to go because we need it. We might be that voice that brings them back. The more difficult example is the second one I shared, with someone who feels, because of the choices they made in their lives, that they just can't come to Mass. They don't feel welcome. They don't feel like their life matches up with what the church teaches, and so they feel they're alienated. Therefore, why would you ever go to Mass? But again, Jesus reminds us that he is the source of all love. And if we really want to be everything we can for our family member who feels alienated, we have to keep receiving grace from Jesus Christ. And we cut ourselves off from it if we decide we're not going to come to Mass anymore. We cut ourselves off from it if we decide we're not going to be a part of the church that Jesus established. If we really want to be as loving as we possibly can, we need to be here. And it is a false contradiction to say that we can't both worship Jesus Christ at the Holy Mass in the church which he established and show support and love to a family member who feels they can't be here. We can do both. We must do both. Jesus tells us, after the thing about son and daughter and father and mother, that if you don't pick up your cross and follow after me, you're not worthy of me. So he doesn't tell us that this stuff is going to be easy. He doesn't tell us that following him is just a cakewalk. In fact, he tells us the opposite. If we want to live with him in heaven, there's going to be suffering for us in this life. And he asks us to pick up our cross and follow him just as he picked up his cross to die for us. He says, following that speaking to his apostles, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. This is a reminder, brothers and sisters, that when we hear the voice of the church, we hear the voice of Jesus Christ. Jesus established his church so that we could always know and hear his voice clearly. Without being ambiguous, without being confusing, clearly. And this isn't something new that all of a sudden happened with Jesus, actually. God has been doing this from the beginning, speaking through the prophets and the priests of the Old Testament. We see it in the first reading today from the second book of Kings, the prophet Elisha. He speaks God's word, and what else does he do? Through his word, gifts are given to those who follow God. This has happened throughout the centuries, through the Old Testament, through the saints, and currently through the hierarchy of the church, our Holy Father Pope Francis and our bishops united with him. They hand on to us perhaps the most important gifts that we could be given, the sacraments. Because of them, we can receive the Eucharist every time we come to Mass. Because of them, we can receive forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. God speaks through them, and he works through them. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. St. Paul tells us, we have been baptized, and because we have been baptized, we've been baptized into the death of Christ, and now we are meant to live a life that is dead to sin and one that lives for Jesus Christ. This is both our duty and our privilege, and we are given the grace to do it through baptism. But it's not magic. We have to spend time with Jesus in order to know him more, to foster that love in our hearts for the one who created us. Jesus wants us. He desires us. And we need him. Let's ask Jesus to enter our hearts anew so that we can live for him more fully, so that we can love him more deeply, and in doing so, be able to love our fathers and mothers, our sons and daughters, all our family members more completely in him who is the author of love, Jesus Christ.